and welcome back to another episode of No Gods, No Mares.
Thanks for you're saying hello to them.
Yeah, or I'm me? Saying to them. I've said hello. Okay. We've been talking for several hours.
Yes, yeah, that's my fault. I'm sorry.
No,
it's
no.
Full spectrum psychological mayoral warfare over here.
More fair. Thank you for paying into the mayoral benevolent fund. And this episode is on the mayoral benevolent feed. And I can speak English, the language that I speak natively. I'm your mayor for this episode, Maddie Lubchansky, and I'm joined as ever by two beautiful women, my friends and yours, benevolent city councilors, November and Riley. Hello, girls.
Hi.
Hey.
Any day now. I am about to head down to London. I am going to see Riley in person so that we can do the Trash Future live show.
Yeah.
I can just bring, I have like two extra vials of estrogen that I can just bring in my suitcase.
You're going to turn your class ring around, removing the gem and revealing a little spike. And then pat him on the back. Yeah.
Or it'll, we like maybe we'll like high five or hug or something and then you just leave a patch.
My dog class ring only has a like a November flag on it, actually. Oh, so that's the status of my little ring. My little
November flag?
Thank you ring, yeah. Yeah, there's a, cause like
the Guns N' Roses song?
Yeah, like the Guns N' Roses song or like the thing that looks like you fucked up really bad officiating a Formula One race. The like blue and white check.
November,
yeah,
like the
letter.
The,
the
alphabet.
The International Maritime Signal Alphabet flag. Yeah.
The international symbol for N.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, no time for rodeo. None.
No.
Don't you do it.
Not a single.
Don't you fucking dare.
Sorry,
Bucket. This is like the greatest like anti-cavalry invention since the Schiltron.
Yeah, this episode has been buried. The general is not even on a horse, to let you know he was not on a horse.
It's just a statue of a guy.
It's a statue of a guy, and he's pointing at his feet, which are on the ground.
Yeah, a statue of a guy standing on one leg.
Both feet are in the air, which means he was not a horse.
Yeah, and if all four feet are off the air, it means he was in the Air Force, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
The horse's legs are all perpendicular to the horse's body. Letting you know that the horse was a plane.
And if the horse's legs were crossed, he was a famous wit.
Or he really had to pee. So let's get into the topic for this episode. I am once coming to you with a round of my favorite game. Is this utopian community, quote unquote, a mayor? And of course, my other favorite game, Maddie read a nonfiction book, and now you have to hear about it.
See, for me, this gets diverted into left on red. Likewise, Riley, but like...
I have no left on red to divert anything into. So it goes here into the slush pile I call a call of my friends every week.
You should come on left on red.
I should come on left on red. I should come on
left
on red.
We just released this as a left on red episode. No one will know.
Except you haven't read the book.
Mayor stuff.
Except only I've read the book.
Yeah.
The word mayor is not going to get mentioned a lot in this episode, but it is a municipal thing. Anyways. Mm.
You have to be alive to the mayor that you see before you, you know? It's like,
That's exactly true.
There will be a great mayor-shaped hole, I think, in this
community. Receive with mayoralty everything that happens to you.
So, I want to get into the topic. Oh, yeah, sorry. This week we are studying the sort of like the libertarian hydra that took over the town of Grafton, New Hampshire.
Yes.
In this episode, I am drawing heavily on Matthew Hongoltz Heitling's book, A Libertarian Walks Into a Bear, the Utopian Plot to Liberate an American Town and Some Bears. The story was, if I recall, a few months ago, sent in by my friend, John Levitt. If it was not you, John, hi, John, and let me know who it was, please. Mm-hmm. So this is less of a story, about a mayor and more of a terrifying municipal tale to frighten.
Scary stories to tell in City Hall.
This is the shit that happens when you don't have a mayor.
This town doesn't even have a City Hall. It has a fire
it's
station.
Experiencing hallelessness.
That's right.
So, all right. Okay, girls, it is time for a stroll through what I like to call the context zone. If we can get some context music. I don't know.
We can definitely say, like, Sam, can you find some contextual music? Music that sounds contextual.
Yeah, music that sounds... And if you can't find anything, leave this in with us sounding like assholes as your revenge for giving you an impossible task.
As a kind of reminder of the things which we ask you to do, the impossible tasks.
Hey, Sam, could you find a song that evokes the feeling you get when you look at the color orange and you haven't seen it for a while? Can you get a song that sounds like prawns taste for this next one?
Hey, Sam, my water is kind of warm. Could you get some ice?
could you edit this episode in a way that cools my water down retroactively?
My water just got cold. That's crazy. Thank you, Sam, in the future.
Builded he New Hampshire glorious, from the borders to the sea.
So, like most towns in most of New Hampshire, Grafton was founded by anti-tax maniacs.
Ah, and it's not even New in Connecticut. Hampshire.
What's that?
And it's not even in Connecticut, which is what
it's
I said.
It's not even in Connecticut. Yeah, that's true. So, New Hampshire, for the unfamiliar, has no sales tax. It allows the governor to only serve two-year terms. It's the only New England state with the death penalty. They don't require car insurance or penalize the uninsured, which is the only state in America to do so.
Don't they also barely require license plates as well?
Yeah, it's, I mean, their legislature also, this is just a fun fact that I think about a lot. It's enormous. It's got 424 members. The only bigger legislature in America is the United States Congress. and it's like 95% crank by volume. Because it means one in 10,000 people is in the state government somehow, which is 60 times more likely than your senator or congressperson.
Oh, I love that they have like a universal jobs program for the weirdest people from New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And also that it seems like New Hampshire is all about like two regulations away from having death race just be kind of happening all the time.
This is what happens when you put live free or die on the license plates.
People take it really to heart. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it is. They're just really serious about it. And the other thing with the license plate, of course, is the man of the mountain who did fall off the mountain. A famous mountain shaped like a man's face that fell apart recently.
That's got to be a bad omen.
It's not a good omen. I'll say that much. So, I mean, granted, it's pretty brutal.
It sounds like we might be in the time of a great becoming. I'm really worried about that. Right.
How's my gyre? So, Grafton was named, in fact, for Augustus Fitzroy, the third Duke of Grafton, who, as a tax collector in the colonies, suggested that the British Crown levy fewer taxes on American colonists. So they're very like, taxes are bad. Freedom is good.
They're tax otakus. Like, they are nerds for libertarianism.
They're otaxus.
Yeah.
So as early as 1777, the white residents of Grafton, after they displaced the local native population, they were already petitioning the new Continental Congress that they should be exempt from taxes for some reason.
Just on the basis that we don't want to pay them.
We simply don't want to do it. At some
we'd
point,
we'd like an exemption on the come on clause.
But I really don't want to.
Yeah. Your Honor, it says, I don't wanna right here on the town when you walk into town, the sign that's there. At some point, Ethan
Your
Allen.
Your Honor, how would you like it?
Assuming judges don't pay taxes.
Yeah, judges are exempt, right?
Yeah.
Because they live in the courtroom, I think.
Yeah, that's why I became this judge.
Experiencing courtlessness.
Oh, you hate that.
Yeah, you know when you're a kid and you think the judge like lives in the court and then you see them at the grocery store and you're like, what are you doing out here? Just
banging the gavel on a park bench.
They've removed all the flat surfaces from the park bench to make it hostile to judges banging gavels on it.
guy who learns social rules by rote and thinks that you always have to stand up when a judge is around. It's not just in that one room.
Yeah, all the benches in the park are now sunken, so it's less welcoming to judges who are used to being up higher.
Lawyers are always approaching them. Permission to approach the park bench.
Sidebar. So. At some point, Ethan Allen, the revolutionary who the furniture store is named after him, convinced all the Graftonites to join Vermont, his fledgling state, where he promised no taxes would be levied, which doesn't work out. This happens a bunch of times. They keep sending couriers like over and over to the state government and to the federal government over and over, sending these couriers being like, well, we don't want to pay taxes. And every time the government is like, does not respond to their letters and just, or sends the guy home.
The out of office courier.
I love how this, like, this is a centuries old weirdness that has not changed at all.
It's like the Dunwich horror, but like in a kind of more normal way.
Yeah.
Like the Dunwich unpleasantness.
I really do just want to stress how fucking strange this place is. Like Grafton also had a brief brush with national notoriety in the 1970s, where the Unification Church, like the Moonies, bought a house in town and a bunch of them were living there. So like all the older residents in town have this memory of like all the Moonies showing up. Most of them are gone now. So, but yeah, I want to stress how weird the place is. Like, I'm wondering if Grafton, New Hampshire is on like a ley line of some sort.